However, given the same cape and cape density, not all updrafts will be the same. Some storms remain weak regardless of the environmental cape. Narrow updrafts are likely to entrain dry air to the core, limiting the updraft strength. Also, significant dry air in the mid-levels can increase the entrainment efficiency, reducing the strength of an updraft, even given large values of cape. The impact of mid-level dry air is graphically represented by more severe loss in parcel theta E. Here on this graphic, you can see two soundings. Both have the same thermal profile, but on the left side, it's got a lot much more drier air in the mid-levels. And so you can see that the parcel, as it's launched, entrains the dry air, loses its original theta E, and then becomes negatively buoyant as it crosses the environmental temperature somewhere near 600 millibars. Add moisture to that layer, and you get the right sounding, where now the parcel theta E is allowed to retain its value for much longer, and it remains positively buoyant all the way up to above the 300 millibar level.